at the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine. Will Brinson from CBS Sports. This is a little different, Will.
It's way different. I don't know what to. I don't like change in my life in general, and so thanks a lot, NFL, for changing it up. But it's kind of cool. Look, I like the idea that fans can watch the bench press. You know, there's a big mower in the background here. That's always exciting. You're going to get to see some action in the combine, which is not something we normally get. And you know, look, media members like to complain about turkey and ham sandwiches and stuff. This is a minor complaint amongst the many complaints.
I didn't complain. I just ate two of them. So
yeah, they were good. They're quality. Quality meats.
Never complain about the free food at the combine. Changes for the Jaguars, of course. Tom Coughlin in charge now. Doug Marrone still there as the interim head coach. Dave Caldwell still around. 2-year extension. First off, the Tom Coughlin situation here. Not on the field. Different animal for TC.
Yeah, totally different animal. Now, I'm still hoping for a situation that unfolds, and I don't mean this in a negative way. I just want Tom Coughlin to go full Barry Alvarez, where each year he, like, demands to coach the bowl game or something like that. I just think it would be amusing from that perspective. But I think, you know, you actually – Dave Caldwell comes from the Falcons, and maybe he looks at this as sort of a patterning things after the way that Atlanta works. Remember, Thomas Dimitroff had a couple great years and sort of struggled for a bit, brought in Scott Pioli, and it helped bring out the best of them. They made the Super Bowl, and you wonder if Tom Coughlin doesn't serve in that same role. So now you have a guy with 2 Super Bowl rings, a wealth of experience with Jacksonville, a Hall of Fame resume. He comes back to Jacksonville, and he's able to sort of, you know, provide that insight that helps them grow from a front office perspective. The biggest question is the quarterback and what they do with him and how, look, Blake Bortles looked fantastic the last 2 games of the year, and when Doug Marrone was running things. So I think, how does that factor in, and is Tom Coughlin a Blake Bortles guy? Is Doug Marrone, you know, that's the biggest question, obviously.
Yeah, and Doug said it today on the podium that Blake Bortles is the quarterback. Well, what does that mean? A week from now, 2 weeks from now, we don't know, but Blake Bortles is the quarterback, and they're building a foundation around him.
Yeah, and I think you have to. I mean, you drafted in the first round, and, you know, you hear GMs here say it a lot. And Jacksonville knows it from the Blaine Gabbert experience that, you know, you can get burnt if you don't invest in a quarterback that you drafted high. And so I think the Jaguars owe it to themselves and to Blake Bortles to keep doing due diligence on him, to keep letting him grow as a player, because we saw in 2015 that he's the type of guy who can be a franchise quarterback. You know, that's the thing people forget is even after a rough 2016 where he struggled for most of the year, he has the skill set. And if you've shown the skill set once, that means it's repeatable. It just needs to be worked on. And that's sort of the goal, I think, of this coaching staff and this front office.
Let's get to draft. You guys put out mock drafts on CBS Sports. Your latest has the safety from LSU coming to Jacksonville at 4. Why is that?
I think he's a talented player, Jamal Adams, who would fit what they want to do in terms of adding personnel to the back end. My pal and Jacksonville native Pete Prisco thinks that's not going to happen, so I'm changing it up. I think I went Leonard Fournette in the one that I'll file tonight.
Really?
I don't know.
Breaking news. We don't know that yet.
Right. Neither do my editor. So, I just think Jacksonville is in such a curious spot because I look at them a lot like the Panthers, really, in a similar vein, because they have a need at offensive line, and there's just nothing you can do about it in the top 10 of the draft. So I just don't think there's a player out there that you can take as an offensive lineman to come in and make an impact right away. So instead, maybe that's answered in free agency, and then maybe you look for a defense. To me, in this draft, if you have enough holes defensively and are willing to take defensive players, you're going to end up with a stud coming out of this top 10 because the list of guys between Jamal Adams, Hooker from Ohio State, Lattimore from Ohio State, you got Miles Garrett, Solomon Thomas, Derek Barnett. I mean, these are really good players that played at a high level. And I think if you're willing to go defense or can't afford to go defense in this spot in the top 10, you're in a good place like Jacksonville is.
I want to inform you, before you pick Leonard Fournette, he weighed in at 240 today.
That's
Does
big.
That change it?
Yeah, maybe he can play tackle. No, I don't think so. I don't think so necessarily. I do think that there's going to be somebody out there that looks at what the Cowboys did with Zeke Elliott and says, okay, you know, taking a running back early. I don't know if it meshes with Dave Caldwell and Tom Coughlin and that front office plan, so I reserve the right to change it. But I do think you look at what the Cowboys did with Zeke Elliott and say, okay, look, you know, if you get a generational, game-changing running back, he can help you win football games. And I think that's probably the case with Fournette, big or small.